Day 12, Mind Your Own Business, Really. When I first wrote that title at the top of the page, I actually felt a little bad. It seemed kind of harsh. And then I thought about all the times that I took things personally that I really should not have. I remembered all of those instances when I put myself in a position because I was offering solutions to people who really didn't want that solution, and the kickback for me was not so good. So today's audio is going to be a reminder of the three distinct ways that we as rescuers sabotage ourselves by not minding our own business. Number one, we offer solutions when solutions are not warranted. Because we are problem solvers and we've had this cape for so long, we always just want to make it better for everyone. But the truth is, that's not our job. We are not anyone else's superhero, but our own. It is really important today to just step back and take a breath when people are sharing a story. Even if you think you have the solution, do not offer that solution unless they ask for a solution. If they are asking for your help, that is one thing. If you are just simply trying to solve the problem, that is you searching for that approval outside of yourself so that you can go ahead and solve the problem for them. And that will never, no, never will that serve you. Number two. We have a tendency to care way too much about what other people think about us. This is why we essentially take things so personally. We are constantly rethinking over and over again about conversations that we had throughout the day with people. And we're taking things personally. We're overanalyzing and overthinking. And why is that? Again, it's because we're searching for the approval outside of ourselves. We feel that the only way we are going to be loved and validated and accepted is if we are giving all that we have to give. How may I serve you? Remember today and every day after this that it's really important to not take things personally. Everyone's got their own shit going on. Trust me, they're not consistently thinking about you. That's a hard pill to swallow because you're looking for that approval, but just remember, who is in charge of you? You are. And think about who you need to protect. The child within. Hold that child tightly. Remember, you're there to protect them. You're there to love them. Number three, rescuers have a really hard time letting things go. It's hard for them to step away even when they see the truth when they're in a toxic relationship. It's hard to let things go when they feel that they've been hurt by someone's words or actions. Again, this goes back to the wounded child deep within. Forgive those people. Forgive the ones who harmed you in some way. Let it go. See them for who they are instead of who you would like them to be. And then the big work for you is to forgive yourself. To understand that even though what they said or did hurt you, that in some way, shape, or form, you allowed that. If it continued over and over again, take your power back and understand that you kept cracking that door open for that person to continuously hurt you. On day 8, I opened up by telling you that a client said to me, it's very difficult to forgive because it keeps happening over and over again. If you want this to stop, if you want the betrayals to stop, then you need to stand up for yourself. You need to protect yourself. That means protecting your heart, which is protecting your inner child. You've done a lot of great work so far. You are at day 12. Now go have a great day with one thing in mind. Mind your own business. It's really the best way for you to focus on you. And only you.